Prices Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by GrowMark, committed to providing excellent customer experiences and leading-edge products and services to its farmer-owned member cooperatives and retailers. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, after fireworks late last week, things quieted down in the grain trade this week. The latest spark came as China and the U.S. slapped new fees on maritime shipping from the other country. It's another step in the ongoing trade war, but for now, markets seem to be taking it in stride as traders weigh the impact alongside the continued government shutdown. We'll hear from a market analyst who says that the board is not going to take too many risks in this situation right after this.
GrowMark has been committed to delivering the products you need from people you trust since 1927. As an agricultural cooperative serving almost 400,000 customers across North America, GrowMark provides agronomy, energy, facility engineering, and construction, along with logistics products and services, coupled with grain marketing and risk management opportunities. Whether you are a member of the GrowMark system or a wholesale customer, you can count on GrowMark to provide an exceptional experience with each and every transaction. Visit GrowMark.
Garrett Toy is with Ag Trader Talk and says the move that we're seeing is just another notch in the belt of this ongoing trade fight. While the shipping fees themselves may not directly affect grains, the political back and forth certainly got attention. He says the exchange even had President Trump fuming before cooler heads finally stepped in.
It's just an escalation of the trade war. I mean, it doesn't really impact grains because China's not buying any grains, you know. But we had the tit-for-tat of China implementing that on U.S.-born ships. And the problem is there aren't any U.S. ships. So it's really a non sequitur there. But I think the biggest thing is obviously it angered President Trump with essentially the weaponization of the rare earths that caused the response from President Trump. And then both sides spoke over the weekend and kind of calmer heads prevailed on Sunday.
Even with all that talk, Toy says the markets barely flinched. Traders didn't see much reason to react, especially with so little information to work from during the shutdown. He adds that between the government being closed and the beginning of the week's holiday, it made for an exceptionally quiet start.
The thing is, the market really hasn't reacted, and I don't think for the bean market, I don't think we will react until we see some sort of response from China, and their side has kind of been radio silent. So yes, the start of the week was very quiet. Not only government shutdown to begin with, but then you had bank holidays as well. It was exceptionally quiet in a quiet market.
Toy says that most of his focus right now is on soybeans, and he's been watching how cash and spreads are reacting as harvest moves. He notes that this time of the year usually brings some slowdown in movement, but those typical market patterns are being made worse by the outside pressure hanging over the trade.
Well, I mean, I'm more of a spread trader. I follow cash and spread. So that, to me, tells me more about what's happening on the commercial side, the farmer movement, that sort of thing. And bean spreads last week are actually kind of interesting. This market coming into harvest was doing everything in its power to discourage beans from coming to the market. We had wide cash carries. We had cheap basis. We had wide board spread carries. And then spreads started to move a little bit last week, narrowing. And then I think that what that did was the pipeline got a little thin. We do need beans to move. And with the spread narrowing and basis appreciation, I mean, I think that caught the market's attention. A lot of these markets, for example, locally, we're 30, 40 cents off of the harvest lows on soybean basis. Part of that's harvested in the last half, and when we get past that 50% mark, we tend to look for a market bottom, if you will.
And with the government shutdown still going on, traders are keeping their cards close to the vest.
We don't have a commitment to traders. We don't know what the market's positions are. So, you know, I don't think you're getting a lot of trading. You know, historical, you look at the last shutdown in October, volatility really kind of collapses. Traders head for the sidelines. So I don't necessarily think that anyone's going to assume big risk without knowing what's really going on in the market as far as the internal structure. So that lends to more quiet trade, if you will.
For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.